in a couple of stories. You will start with these hunting fellows going together. Then he goes to Joseph. Because in hunting fellows, he is trying to prove the first point. First point was that there is no in-between in here. You have to surrender. Second part was talking about the beauty. Whenever we want to talk about beauty, we'll call the agent of who to play the role. You know that here, when we are writing stories, we play a role. Somebody plays this role. Yes. We call someone. We call the agent. We are writing about the knowledge and the curiosity in you. We call the agent of an eagle, the falcon, because falcon plays the role of that. When we want to talk about beauty, is Joseph. We make that story for beauty. That's a made-up story. I believe it's made up. I don't really think that Joseph really did what he did. It's a major story to talk about beauty and say, first of all, beauty is a gift. Joseph is beautiful. Why? No one knows why. He's the last one, because end of the day, the beauty will be there. He's beautiful. His life will be good at the beginning, but the problem is the jealousy. He will go in the, well, he should pay the price, and the price is high. Why? Because the price is high. The reward is high. He will become the king of Egypt. That's what will happen. That's the story. Therefore, he talks about the Joseph. This time, somebody will go and see Joseph. Then the Joseph will say, what did you bring me? And the woman will say, listen, I'm talking about the beauty. And I'm trying to take you there. Therefore, you should be ready. We are going to see the beauty. And you cannot come empty-handed. You have to bring a gift. And you have nothing, zilch. The only thing you could have for the beauty is the mirror. Therefore, make a mirror. He stopped even somewhere very loud and clear. He said, save a little bit of your sleeping and eating and all that animal life and prepare some gift for you. Because we are going to see the beauty. And that's the story. Let's hear it step by step now. First step is the story of Joseph. Right? Then the story of Joseph is not enough. He will go to another story. The guy who is the secretary of the prophet. Then he will go to another story. Harut and Marut. To say what? Remember, when he is inviting us to do this, to be prepared to go, to be prepared to visit the beauty, means to polish ourselves. When he's describing it, he knows the resistance is over there. From what? The ego over there. And we say, listen, in you, there is someone who doesn't want to come out, doesn't want the responsibility. So underneath all the phrases, you will hear this thing that do not count on yourself. Even if you are Mozart. If you are Mozart, do not count on that exceptional gift in you, because it could be taken away. Just like that. It's not yours. Why should he insist on this? You know? Could you guess? I was talking about you becoming a mirror, right? Suddenly steam started to arrive, right? Remember that self-esteem you need. You want to be full of air. You try at least, because that's what the self is. So, listen, even when you become a mirror, Beauty is Joseph. You are not the beauty one. Beauty is this. I'm becoming the mirror to reflect beauty towards him. Everything is in him. Nothing is water to us. We eliminate everything. That's why we even eliminate you. You should eliminate all the show-off of you to become the mirror. That's what you should understand. These are the points that he's going to make. Tonight we'll not see them all. Tonight we start with the necessity of being polished, right? For that, let's go to the host. This time you were sleeping last when he was sleeping. Yeah, please, please.
So you want us to start with how the fox and the wolf and the fox.
Yes, yes.
How the wolf and the fox went to hunt in attendance on the lion. A lion, wolf, and fox had gone to hunt in the mountains in quest. That by supporting each other...
Excuse me, please do not forget, this is the first paragraph. In first paragraph he's talking about what? Each paragraph making a point. The first one is that, listen, look at the lost people and pull yourself together. This is the main message of this paragraph first. Okay? Because the lost one are the wolf-like people, and you should be more clever. Listen to it.
A lion, wolf, and fox had gone to hunt in the mountains in quest, that by supporting each other, they might tie fast the bonds and fetters on the hunted animals. And all three together might seize much and great quarry in that deep wilderness. Although the fierce lion was ashamed of them, yet he did them honor and gave them his company on the way. To a king like this, the soldiers are an annoyance, but he accompanied them. A united party is a mercy. A moon like this is disgraced by the stars. It is amongst the stars for generosity's sake. The command, consult them, came to the prophet, though no counsel is to be compared with his own. In the scales, barley has become a companion of gold. Not because barley is a substance like gold. The spirit has now become...
Excuse me, here I should brother. Call your attention here. He said, first of all, it's not gold, that one. That one is the jewel. In Persian is gohar, which means essence. Right? Instead of gold, you can put essence. And this is the point he's making. The first point was that duality in you doesn't mean equality to us. One part of you, animal part of you, is worthless. The breath part, the spiritual part of you, is the one we believe in. This is the first distinction, right? Yes?
The spirit has now become the body's fellow traveler. The dog has become for a time the guardian of the palace gate. When this party went to the mountains at the stirrup of the lion, majestic and grand, they found a mountain ox and a goat and fat hare, and their business went forward. Whoever is on the heels of him that is a lion in combat, roast meat does not fail him by day or by night. When they brought them from the mountains to the jungle, killed and wounded and dragging along in blood, the wolf and fox hoped that a division would be made according to the justice of emperors. The reflection of the hope of both of them struck the lion. The lion knew the ground for these hopes. Anyone that is the lion and prince of mysteries, he will know all that the conscience thinks. Beware, guard thyself, O heart disposed to thinking, from any evil thought in his presence. He knows and keeps riding on silently. He smiles in your face in order to mask. When the lion perceived their bad ideas, he did not declare and paid at the time, and paid regard at the time. But he said to himself, I will show you what you deserve, O beggarly villains. Was my judgment not enough for you? Is this your opinion of my bounty? O you whose understanding and judgment are from my judgment and from my world-adorning gifts. What else should the picture think of the painter, since he bestowed thought and knowledge upon it? Had you such a vile opinion of me, O you who are a scandal to the world? I will strike off the hypocritical heads of them that think ill of God. I will deliver the sphere from your disgrace, so that this tale shall remain in the world. While thus meditating, the lion continued to smile visibly. Do not trust the smiles of a lion. Worldly wealth is the smiles of God. It is made as drunken and vain, glorious and threadbare. Poverty and distress are better for you, O Lord, for that smile will remove its lure.
See, before going to the story, really, we know what the story is. And a story is readable and lovely. Before going to it, it gave us another version. Before the wrongness happening, he talks about something else, because this is what he wants to talk about. He was talking about what? A lion as it is, not without the tail and the head and blah, blah, right? He said, okay, if this lion is present in you, greed is there. He talks about the greed here. Instead of that, greed is the greed of the wolf, to have a proportional part. This is what you want to do. And they will not be harsh towards you, but don't take their kindness of fellow travelers for granted. Don't think that, okay, I'm a part of it, therefore I have a part in it. Here, everybody is compared to the lion that you want to have here. And in front of that lion, the rest is worthless. So he said it in what? First he said, you have two parts. One part is important, the other one is not. The other one is the greedy one, the logical one, that we will see later. In the next paragraph, actually, the wolf will do it, and we'll do it wrongly, right? Here he said, before you do it, this is clear here outside. You have the greed. How do we know that? How do we know that you have the greed? Rumi told us, remember?
In the beginning?
Right at the beginning.
Moses.
Third, no, Jesus. Before Moses.
No, I meant the garlic and lentils.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Third paragraph of Masnavi. Yes, when the food was coming from the sky, remember? The first group, they nagged about the absence of something. The second group started to store and they became greedy. Greed is the problem with the logic. They said, no, that greed will lead you to try to adjust